A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink. Drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. We have a very special episode tonight. One of the fan faves, Derek Wyda, is on the show tonight. For those of you who follow Derek on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, he's been very open and honest about him and his wife's struggle with having children. Eventually, they turned to IVF and went through the treatments, and they are having children now, which is amazing. It's one of those things that men struggle with talking about in public to people, or chatting about in podcasts or interviews or things like that, because you want to say, as a man, my sperm is dominant and I can have kids whenever I want, when truthfully, it's not the case for a lot of people. So when we were in Las Vegas last week, we all went to the fight together, and I asked Derek, I said, look, we love to have you on the show. The audience loves to have you on the show. I'd love to have you back on. This time, would you mind bringing Stacy on the show with you? We have a lot of married people that listen to the show, obviously, and just talk about what it's actually like during that process of IVF and trying to have children, and what it's like as a couple going through it, because I think it would help a lot of people out there who are going through the same thing. It's just not something that dudes openly talk about all the time. So tonight, that's what we did. Stacy Wyda was gracious enough to sit down and do the interview with us. In true Derek and Stacy fashion, it is hilarious, it is refreshing, and it is funny to hear just somebody with this honest perspective of what they're going through, when truthfully, there's a lot of couples out in the world that are going through it. So we'll get to that interview in a second. It's incredible. But first, we have some sponsors who obviously pay for this whole shit donkey to be on the air. First and foremost, talking about BlackRifleCoffee.com. BRCC is how you start your morning. You start it right with a little BlackRifleCoffee.com. They got K-Cups. They got bags. They are a small premium roast-to-order coffee. They make it fresh in the warehouse. They bag it up and they ship it right to you. They got places in Nashville, Salt Lake City now, San Antonio, and Canada. So that way it's getting to you faster and fresher than it ever has before. And they keep expanding. Sign up for the Coffee Club of the Month program. That's your best savings. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for a one-time use of 20% off. It's incredible. I've had it for a year and a half, best coffee in the biz, and it's 100% veteran-owned. Big fan of BlackRifleCoffee.com. Next up, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com. StrikeForce is the premier energy drink in the biz, kids. You know I always say, boom, boom, pop a couple squirts in and go. It's more truer than ever now. All these cities we keep traveling to do these shows and come out and meet you guys, which is why we're doing this, by the way. We've grown to 3.2 million listeners, and we're trying to get out to more and more cities and have more meetups with Drinking Bros and have more interactions with the audience. And every city we go to, everybody's always bringing Strikeforce along because a lot of bars don't have it, and everybody's throwing it in vodkas. Why? Because there's no carbs or sugars in it, and it's better than fucking Red Bull, and you're not bloated and weighted down by these fucking energy drinks in a can. Kick the can, get on the Strikeforce, go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, try one of their four amazing flavors, grape, original, lemon, or orange, or that 750 milliliter bottle, dude. That'll fucking do you right. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off, and that's good every single time. Next up, we've got GhostBed.com/Drinking Bros. Whew. How do we love ghost bed? My God, man. When we go to other cities now and we don't sleep on a ghost bed mattress, it's fucked. The whole day is fucked, it feels like. It's not a proper sleep anymore. I don't know what they're doing with those pillows and mattresses over there, but God damn it if they aren't the best on the planet. Everybody who's tried them, I've said the same thing to everybody who's come up to me and be like, dude, I got the fucking ghost bed. It was amazing. Fuck you, dude. Like, it was awesome. And I was like, yeah, I know it's awesome. The reason why I'm not lying to you about this product in particular is because it's too expensive. So if I lied to you and the bed was shitty, I don't want you to drop like $600-700 on a mattress and be like, yo, dude, what the fuck? This was a piece of shit. Like, why'd you do this? I wouldn't do that, man. A mattress is too important and it lasts too long for me to fuck you up like that. So I'm being totally honest about it. Mattresses are the best. Those pillows are the goddamn best. Now they've got adjustable bases like Craftmatics. They got USB ports and flashlights and all that shit in there. And they also have a cooling mattress and cooling sheets. They're doing it right over there. And they're also doing it with a pay-as-you-go plan, which I would not personally do for anything in this life, but they are. So take advantage of that because you don't have to put all that money down up front. You can pay as you go there, which is awesome. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. That will give you all the best deals for our listeners in particular. And if they're having flash sales for everybody in the world, like on holidays and shit, you will also get those deals as well. So go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Love them. Next up, we've got combatflipflops.com. Again, you've asked for certain products to be on the show so you can get promo codes too. This is one of them. They're going to be on for this month, possibly others, but I know this month for sure. And they're running the promo code Drinking Bros on there. All of you guys love Combat Flip-Flops. You saw them on Shark Tank. I obviously love them as well. You asked for them to be a sponsor on there. We got them on for this month, and we're giving a promo code for 20% off at Drinking Bros. So use Drinking Bros for 20% off at combatflipflops.com. They don't offer promo codes. So the fact that you're getting one now, take advantage of it while they're on the show this month. We heard you. We listened. We reached out to Combat Flipflops. Go there, man. The money is going back to the troops and people overseas and all that other shit, and it's the best match, not the best mattress, but the best sandals you can get right now, along with Ghost Bed. Like that mattress is fucking incredible. So are these flip-flops. Buy it now before they rip it down. Go to combatflipflops.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Next up, we've got grillyourassoff.com. Ass eating season is back. Whew, you've been sending in your vids. I get it. A lot of you also were using the promo code asseaten or asseaten season on grillyourassoff.com. That got you 20% off. I think it's still up there. If not, Drinking Bros gets you 15% off. But they got seasonings for everything. Chicken, steak, pork. You name it, they got it. Crispy abia. It's got a spicy habanero for the good times, for the real good times. They've also got some of the finest beef jerky on the planet there, and not a lot of people know about it, but God damn it, man, once you have it, you don't go back. Get it before that shit sells out. They got a 4-pack. It's the All-American. It's $25. That'll save you about $5 off the thing. Use the promo code Drinking Bros at grillyourassoff.com and check out their mugs. They got some nice beer mugs over there at grillyourassoff.com and barbecue sauce. I got some barbecue sauce in the mail the other day. Those guys are expanding, man. They're growing. Another 100% veteran-owned company. You're going to buy seasonings anyways and barbecue sauce. You might as well buy it for those guys. Last but not least, we've got grenadesoap.com incoming. Yes, use a little manliness when you're scrubbing your junk. Don't use your wife's shit. Get a bar of grenade soap from grenadesoap.com. Not only do they have some of my favorite soap on the planet, my kid uses that shit all the time too, man. But it's made with real gunpowder, so you know it's nice. And it's in the shape of a grenade. Last long, you smell fucking great all day. You smell like a fucking dude, which is great. You don't smell like your woman's bathing products. And they also have other bathing products for dudes on there. That's fucking key these days. They also got a taint scrubber. Since it is ass-eating season, you got to scrub up down there before you go out. Now that ass-eating has become so popular, you never know if you're single and a girl's going to flip you over outside that bar. And God damn it, you better have scrubbed up with a taint scrubber from grenadesoap.com if you're getting that ass-eating. You don't know anymore. So you might as well eliminate the risk and go to grenadesoap.com and get the taint scrubber there along with the soap. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off at grenadesoap.com. Also, check out my books while you're there. When Darkness Falls, He Doesn't Catch It is now the highest rated book in Audible history. 4.99. Got an Oscar winner and a couple of Emmy winners in that bitch. And it's like a movie. It's like a 6.5 hour movie. If you like this show or Ross Patterson Revolution podcast, dig on into these audiobooks, dude. You're in for a real goddamn treat with those fucking things. With When Darkness Falls, He Doesn't Catch It, and Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. Get them everywhere on Audible, iTunes, all that other shit. Now, let's hop into the show with Derek and Stacy Wyda. Whoa!
Live.
We are live from Las Vegas.
Oh my God.
We've got, oh my God, I'm fucking coming.
Oh dear.
We've got one of our favorites.
Two of our favorites, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every time.
Well, technically it's four people.
Yeah, technically it's four.
It is four people, but I will say this. Every time
only one of us
Derek
is the
White
favorite.
Is on the show. Yeah. But every time Derek White is on the show, they're like, yo, can you just get Derek back? Like, it's always fucking fascinating. And tonight we're going to the McGregor fight together, and you said, "Hey man, my wife is coming," and I was like, "Awesome! Would she come on the show?" I'm surprised you said yes.
Me
Stacey.
Too, because I was like,
"I don't think I had a choice."
Are you?
Yeah. I don't really have a
you
choice.
Were like, "How do I get to go to McGregor?"
Yes,
you
that's
have
the,
to
that's
do
what
a
it
podcast.
Was.
Are you cleared? Are you still on terminal or what?
Oh no, I'm out.
You're so
why? What are you going to ask me?
We'll see.
Okay. Well, I'm pregnant, so.
Wait,
I'm
not using
can't
that as an excuse.
Much.
Fuck that. No way. You're on the wrong podcast. We're going to use that as an
that's
excuse.
That's true.
Yeah, my wife, by the way, they made, when she was in labor, when she started, Evan and Jared made her do a show, like finish out the show.
Oh, my God.
So she did it, and like sweating the whole thing, and super disgusting and graphic show, but it was really
she's
funny.
She's a saint.
She's a trooper, yeah. Yes. Once you go, but she knew, once you go through it once, what to expect and all that other shit, and she was just like, this baby is nowhere near coming out right now, so like I've got to figure out, because what happens is if you go to the hospital early, they'll send you home. Like they'll just be like, look, you can't hang out here. Because now they've got it down.
Like,
it's such
that
a
pussy's
science.
Too tight, send her out.
Exactly. Exactly, because they'll go in and measure the vagina and be like, hey, you're at 2 centimeters. Get the fuck out of here.
No,
I'm
just
sorry you're
be
in pain, but we can't keep you here.
No,
you
cut
get
me
those
open.
Numbers up.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
just
those are
cut
rookie
me
numbers.
Open.
We're going
give
right
me
for
all the
C-sections.
Drugs.
So.
Yeah, give me all the drugs and cut me open. That's what I ask for every time.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you going C-section?
I want to.
Ooh, yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, how would you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, because that was a debate with my wife, because you can decide what day you want to have it on, too.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that people are into, where they're superstitious about numbers.
Oh.
So going through it, our child was born on 8/18/18, and it's a palindrome. And I guess people had scheduled that in advance because they wanted, you know, that thing. And I was like, it was nowhere near my mind. I was like, I don't really give, I just, you know. I don't want the baby born on 9/11, but that's about it. Like every other date is fine. You know what I'm saying? Because then you have to celebrate like, oh, come to
happy birthday to
the best
you.
Day of my life. 9/11. When my life became complete, I'm saying if your kid was born on that day,
yeah,
you have to use all those stupid phrases about how happy you are with your stupid kid.
Exactly.
Right? Your stupid kid.
And my best friend's child was born on
9/11. Especially other people's.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Kids.
My best friend's child was born on 9/11, and it's like, it's one of those things where I remember getting that group text when you know, there's like 10 of us in this group text, and he's like, hey, the child was born. Everybody was like, whoa, looking at the...
Yeah.
Was it 9/11? Oh, hey. Congratulations, but let's also remember what happened today.
Yeah.
You know?
I've got so many horrible jokes running through my brain right now. I'm just going to skip them.
Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Just going to skip them.
Say, yeah. No, but we, like, one of the reasons we think we were having trouble getting pregnant is because Stacy, I always tell people Stacy forgot the password to her cervix. That motherfucker is shut. And we can't get it open. So, And then also, so like our one of my friends had twins last year, and they had a kid before. She put out a fucking big old boy, and then she got pregnant with two twin girls.
Wow.
And she was like, I want to do this shit vaginally. And I guess only a small percentage of twins come out vaginally. So they let her do it. You know, doctors sometimes just won't let you do it. They let her do it. The first one came out, and then the second one was just like cliffhanger and up in the ribs. It just was like, so she had like passed one vaginally and then had to get a C-section.
Holy shit.
So no, it's sort of like doubling
like
up
a sitcom.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, that's the wacky happens. Twins who live together, but they're totally different.
So you get ripped open from the bottom and then cut open from the top. Oof. Like all in one day.
So yeah,
day.
You can try vaginally. If something goes wrong, you have to get a C-section.
Yes.
But there's if you just go for a C-section, like, hey, we're actually going to have to push these down the chute there, you know. Like
you can schedule it if you have a C-section.
Yeah. And I'm a control freak, so I need to know, like, when am I going to the hospital? What time am I going to be cut open?
I understand.
I would
like
that.
For sure.
But we'll see.
First of all, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. Secondly, we wanted to have you on the show because a lot of people actually go through this, but they don't necessarily talk about it, about how hard it is to get pregnant. Every dude in particular just thinks, oh, hey, man, I'm fucking don't pull out. I can have a fucking baby. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
It's not that easy at all. And a lot of people at home who listen are probably either trying to have kids and going through the same thing that you guys went through. I know this took an incredible amount of time and effort and money, and I kind of wanted to discuss all of that because I think – the more and more this gets out into the public, it helps more people who are trying to have children because a lot of dudes don't want to talk about it oftentimes.
Yeah. It's the one thing you can't talk about.
It's
easier to say you're gay now than it is to say you're infertile.
That's retarded, though, because it's just science, man.
Right, yeah.
Like it's like having my – I have a knee injury. Am I supposed to be embarrassed about a knee injury?
Right,
you're a fucking asshole.
But, like, dude, I didn't even – it was funny when we were – you know, when Stacey and I met – it was like we met and it was just kind of like, I swear to God, it was in the first month. She was like, hey, I'm like on the plus side of 30. I'd like to have some kids. And I was just like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
You know?
Then we started trying to have kids just nonchalantly for like 6 months. And then 2017, we started taking it seriously. And she's like, I'm going to start tracking my ovulation. I was like, what the fuck is ovulation? She's like, it's the cycle when I can get pregnant. I'm like, what? Like, hold on, what the fuck are you talking about? I didn't learn about ovulation until I was 32.
In high school.
Yeah. Well, I didn't go to school. Did you know what ovulation
was? Well, no, but here's the thing. This is, by the way, this is no joke. And I don't know if you did this, Stacey, but my wife had an app.
Yeah.
So when we tried for our second, she had an app that she downloaded on her phone that told you, you guys did the same thing?
Yep. I did everything. So I was tracking everything on my app, and then I got the like ovulation sticks that you can just get at the grocery store or whatever. We even traveled to Europe, and I took them to Europe with me. So you just pee on a stick, and it would be like happy face if you're ovulating.
Huh. I've just been peeing on sticks randomly.
Yeah.
No results.
None.
Huh, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
But yeah, I used the app. I was taking my temperature every day because you're supposed to raise your temperature when you're ovulating, like by a half a percent or half a, what is that called?
Yeah.
Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
Degree.
A degree, yeah.
Really?
Half pregnancy. A Fahrenheit.
Oh, she's got
Air Force officer.
Yeah.
You wonder why we can't win a war, huh?
half a Fahrenheit.
Half a Dergy.
Well, I did everything, and it wasn't working. So,
When did you guys decide, hey, we're going to go seek out a fertility specialist?
That was like summer of 17. So a little over a year ago, I think. So I just went to my regular doctor and I was like, hey, we're trying and it's not really working. So he just ran a whole bunch of blood tests on me first. It was like my thyroid, like random shit, you know, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did my HSG, which I don't know what that stands for, but they basically put a catheter inside of you and they put dye inside of you and you're supposed to roll around and then the x-ray machine will tell if the dye is spilling into your ovaries or not.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was crying on the table.
It's hot.
So
this is disgusting. This entire conversation.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So
that's really interesting though.
My left ovary, it was
one of her tubes is shut.
Yeah,
down.
My
she got
left
a closed
ovary.
Cervix, a shutdown tube.
So she's kind of like Hank Hill from
she got like,
King of the Hill. And she then, has a narrow urethra, right?
Yeah, and then it's like what? She's got lazy
That's
cilia.
One of the jokes from the show.
Lazy cilia. So we went to the lazy our first cilia. Appointment with the fertility doctor was in February this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we tried for like 18 months or something like that.
Wow.
And
yeah.
then
I wonder if that's typical. I wonder how long the average couple waits before they actually go to the doctor.
They tell you once you're over 30, if it's taken over a year for you and you're trying naturally, just go to the doctor. So that's what we did was at our year mark. That's when I told my doctor, hey, we're trying and it's not really working out. So then he referred us off base because I was going on base at the time to a specialist. So
how expensive is that? Once you get into it, it's a crazy cost, isn't
it? Yeah, we didn't know really. We didn't know anything about IVF.
Most people don't. Yeah.
$26,000, like, I think, is what we put into it.
God,
and I think TRICARE covered maybe like $3,000 to $5,000 worth of medication.
These babies better like be fucking rock stars.
I know.
Yeah. What the fuck? Are you gonna give them a bill later on?
Oh yeah, when they're turning 18.
You guys shouldn't even exist.
Like, but at least there's twins, so they can split it in half.
Exactly. Like,
11.5 to you. 11.5 to you.
We
it's like, I'm generous. I'll give you like a low interest rate.
You're mad. Derek, let me stop right there, buddy. 11.5 times 2 is not 26.
That is true.
But it is 23, right?
But you said 26.
I see. Yeah, there you go.
I think it's like my number was 23, but then with medications, it was 26.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, so I have different numbers.
And why did the VA not pay for more of it?
They don't give a fuck.
Well, I had TRICARE because I was active duty.
I see,
But they don't pay for it because they don't consider that as like, they don't consider infertility as something that they need to take care of, I guess. I don't know how to say that in a nice way.
Didn't the fucking spy espionage guy get his dick cut off by the government or something?
So in that case,
if your injury is caused from like combat related whatever, then they would pay for it. But neither of us
you
have
can make an emotional
injuries.
Plea to get fake tits.
Yeah.
Paid for on the government's
really?
Dime.
Yes.
Everybody should do that.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Like, I'm depressed because I got fucking a weak ass titty game.
Yeah.
And Uncle Sam's like, I got you.
Here's the thing, though.
Wow.
Like, but no babies.
We all pay a lot in taxes because we do well professionally. I'm willing for my tax dollars to go to fake tits. I'm willing. That's perfectly fine with me.
Matter of fact, candidates should run on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be my platform when I run
free
for office.
Free fake tits. I was seriously. I want it like 2024. I'm eligible to run for president. The age requirement.
Yeah.
But the way things are going now, I was like,
wait, you're eligible.
I have sexually fucking harassed
right?
a lot of people.
Yeah, it's 35.
Can't do it
35.
Now.
He's
it's 32. Not even gonna be funny.
Two.
You know, like I'm gonna go to jail.
So
the next round. Make fun of him. I don't know.
That math was bad. Again, you're eligible at 35.
Dan's the fact checker.
Yeah.
You can run for president at 35.
Right. I won't be 35 by 2020.
You'll be
right?
33 in December.
I thought you said 2024.
Yeah, he did say 2024.
Because I won't be eligible in
That's 6 years from now. You'll be 39 then, right?
Either way, I'd vote for you, Derek.
Oh, yeah,
if
for
you
sure,
want to
yeah.
do it, I'll vote for you.
We talked about this yesterday. I vote for myself on every election. I don't give a
Why
fuck.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't even.
I've got one vote in every election in any place I've been since I was 18.
Can I change your mind this year and have you vote for me?
No.
Why?
No.
Just write my name in.
I'll consider it.
All right.
For one of the lower ballot.
Not president?
No, I just... Well, first of all, this election, there's not going to be a presidential vote.
This is the midterms.
But maybe senator. But right. That's the problem. I don't vote in a national election. I don't vote for anything that you would be eligible for because you don't live in those districts. So
what kind of commercials are you going to make? Because I hate the commercials that are on right now.
Oh,
Dan, you ran for mayor of Cop Callahan, right?
Yeah, there's still material
really?
Out there. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yep.
The whole thing.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's my campaign platform was my liability coverage is zero. My balls, however, are enormous. And that's a quote from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Did you win?
Well, the other guy got injured and had to leave, so I won.
So you were mayor
at some point. Now he's fucking like covered in 70% burns and
No, I don't even.
Pretty Jesus. Good day for me, honestly.
He broke his hand or something. It wasn't that bad, but he had to leave, so I won.
I mean, you were mayor.
There was no vote. I won because that motherfucker had to leave.
Yeah, but you're mayor
of the cop.
I thought it was like first sergeants are normally mayors. What is it?
Like, Yeah. But this is not an
but
official
you guys
title.
Were small.
We just made this up because we were bored.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan and Jared were
unofficial mayor.
Yeah, I was vice president of the hot tub committee in college. So feel pretty positive.
We have a hot tub upstairs, Ross.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, like the nice room. The first thing that happened when Derek and Stacey walked in is she invited us upstairs to their hot tub. I'm like,
yeah,
fuck.
There's four seats.
This is getting weird.
Four people?
I know. I got to send Matt the bill for my room, too, because I'm here, but this was his idea.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have been down here tonight if he.
You should. Matt's so busy, he's just giving away $10,000 tickets. Just kind of like, hey.
I'm just going to send him the receipt.
You should definitely send
my room.
Send him the bill for
like,
all
honestly,
your
it's a little rude.
You
didn't. Honestly, it's a little rude. He didn't even offer to cover it.
I know. Like, that's like having a destination wedding.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Like, oh, we're having our wedding. You're invited to our wedding in the Amalfi Coast. Well, you're paying for my flight, you piece of shit.
I know.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I was just in a wedding this past week. And I'm fucking done. Like, I was in the wedding party.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's
I'm fucking
miserable.
Done with that shit. You know, like, when we got married, we did just the two of us in the desert. I was drinking beer, pissing. I was, we were just having a good time. I'm done being in weddings. My mom and my sister, neither one of them are married. So if they get married and they're like, hey, do you want to be in the wedding party? I'm like, no.
No, you're done.
Like, I'll attend and give it a nice gift.
Yeah.
But
you're
I'm
all
not
done.
I'm not going to be in your fucking. Yeah, it's awful.
Oh.
So when are your children due, by the way?
Oh, February 2019. But because they're twins, I hope they come earlier than that. So January. I hope.
Okay. My birthday is February the 6th.
I'm
taking them out before.
No,
February.
They are not going to be in me.
I don't want
me.
A February kid.
Why?
I don't know. I just like I don't like February.
Do you guys
like,
have a date picked out?
No.
Uh-uh. No.
So our due date for one baby was February 1st. That's 40 weeks, so twin chicks usually make it like 36 weeks.
Yeah, January 5th is 36 weeks.
My birthday, so I'm done with December.
Yeah, well, that's a little too early, Derek. Yeah. You still got to cook.
Well,
but
I can cut them out
tax?
On the 25th and say...
We can claim them on taxes if they're born like in December,
just
right?
Just calm down.
Taxes are stupid.
Here's what I'm seeing in my head right now. It's January 31st, midday. And Derek's like, motherfucker. So he's putting on like gloves.
Yeah.
He's
getting
in
there.
I'm going in. Yeah. Going in. Going in. What made you guys decide to put a girl and a boy in?
Oh.
Do you know what we have in there now?
Is it a girl and a boy?
No.
What?
I know. This is the story. Okay, so let us tell freaky story.
Yeah, that's why you're here.
Okay, wait. You can tell the boy and the girl. I don't know why we chose a boy and a girl. I guess because it was like one of each, so
yeah,
cool. And we'll see what happens is really what we did. Because it's not a guarantee that both of them will stick is what they call it, I guess.
It live, yeah.
Yeah, live. Yes.
Wait, is that when life starts? Life starts, Ross?
Well, okay, so first, I guess we can rewind. We got 15 eggs retrieved from me. And then
I offered a shit ton of sperm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you did. Pounds.
20.5 million per milliliter.
Yeah.
And I was doing a good like 5 to 7 milliliter dump off, so.
Yeah, you had no issues. It was
sorry,
me.
I was just
I had the
about
issues.
That.
But we had 15 eggs and then four we did genetic testing and four came out quote unquote normal, I guess.
Well,
right?
Hold on. So the process is this. She had 15 eggs taken out, so they pumped my sperm into those eggs, but then wait 5 days
yes.
to see how many of them mature.
Yes.
And so we dropped that number. We started with 15. The number dropped to 7.
Yes.
When you say mature, how far? Is it like a zygote at that point?
What's
the process?
Yeah.
It's called... Yeah.
What?
It's called a blastocyst.
Blastocyst, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 150 cells, mm-hmm. like the size of the eye of a fly,
yeah,
basically.
It looks weird.
Yeah.
Like bubbly.
I don't know why
so
I know
so then
that.
They send them out for the PGS testing.
Yep.
Which, they do like it's genetic screening to make sure they're not... There's not genetic deformities, so that reduces the risk of miscarriage. And then they also do like a gender screening,
mm-hmm.
which we now know is only 75% to 90% accurate.
Yeah.
We didn't know that going in.
The last time we had chatted, it was going to be a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So PGD is accurate as fuck. PGS is 75% to 90%.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's 2018. It's wrong of you to assume that child's gender in the first place.
I know.
Yeah.
You may be facing a lawsuit at some point.
Oh, God.
So what are you guys having now?
So
two boys.
We're going to name them Bi and Nary. Like, just leave a open space. When you're 18, you can choose what you are. My kid will be so dumb. He's like, I'm a tree.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we found out. So we had we put a boy and a girl in, and then we went And so, yeah, so we put a boy and a girl in, and when we went and we saw twins, but it was just like fucking black circles at that point. We're like, oh, shit, boy and a girl, you know? And then it wasn't but a month ago or so, we went in for an ultrasound, and it was about the size that you can start seeing some shit. You know?
Wieners.
Yeah. And I told the tech that we put in a boy and a girl, and she was just, you know, she was looking around. She's like, did you say you put in a boy and a girl? We're like, yeah, why? Like, you know, she's like, I'm seeing two boys.
Yeah.
Wow.
She like, was nervous to tell us.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah. Because were you shocked?
We were super shocked. I mean, I wasn't upset. And she asked me that. Are you upset? Because some people, she said, get really like traumatized. Especially, I guess, if you're paying that much money and you put a boy and a girl in.
That's what I would have thought. Yeah. Like, yeah. I would have been pissed.
I was. There's no guarantees. I didn't care about that. I don't care. But I was quiet all day, and she was like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? She thought I was freaking out. Like, I was freaking out because the way I am, the way I think, I'm like, those motherfuckers put the wrong embryos in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, yeah. It's that's the way I would.
Humans handle that shit. We didn't spend this money so that I can, you know, like, we did this for genetic or biological children, you know?
Yeah.
So was there a period of time where you had to get over that? Or right away, were you happy about it?
I was totally fine with it because it's two babies, like whatever. But yeah, I thought he was really upset for a while. And the nurse was, like I said, super nervous to tell us because she said some people get really upset. They have their heart set on a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. But we still weren't like totally sure at that point. We saw what we thought was a wiener. I mean, you could pretty much tell it was a wiener.
I love when adults say wiener, by the way. It's my favorite. Yeah.
She won't let me call it a dick. And we thought we had a girl. I couldn't say pussy for whatever reason.
What if, Why would you say that for a little baby girl? Let me ask
you
this.
Let's say you go back in for your next ultrasound and you're looking at the 3D image and you just see a fucking hog. Like this
we
kid,
do.
You do
have
no,
one.
I mean, like, so I'm talking about a hammer.
One
like
of the boys is fucking.
This
you
one?
Do, seriously. That's
like a giant. A? One of the boys has a giant fucking. It's a
it's
cock.
Over half of his femur. Like for real.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Baby
and
A.
But the other. But so like so we got two boys in there and one is fucking like just you know, daddy dick and the
this
other
one.
It was kind of a secret for a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, we can only kind of sort of tell. I was like, oh, shit. How's that going to play out over the years, you know?
And
like,
for the audience at home, these ultrasounds now, you know, my wife just had a child, obviously, are 3D. You can see their facial expressions. Like, I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's really
technology
weird.
Now.
Yeah, and we because we did IVF and because it's twins, we get to see them about every 2 weeks. So that's super cool because normal, I guess, quote unquote, pregnancies is maybe a couple ultrasounds for the whole time.
Are you keeping like a scrapbook of all these pictures?
On the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but we've had three ultrasounds now and I see a wiener and every time.
The case is settled. We got two boys. Yeah. So there's three possibilities here. So we didn't know until recently that the PGS testing is only 75% to 90% accurate, which is pretty fucking good, you know. But there's a testing called PGD, and that's like 99% accurate. So if you're ever gonna do IVF and you want to like you're dead set on your gender, do PGD. Or that it's possible that we put a boy and a girl in, the girl didn't catch or live, as you call it, and the boy split. You know, and became twins or three. And I was like, I'm getting a paternity test right away. Like, they put the wrong embryos in. It happens sometimes, you know.
Why would you do that, though? What's the point?
What?
Why get the test? Like, are you going to kick that kid out?
Well,
like,
no.
Hey, buddy, no.
A lot of people do ask that when he says that or they think he's joking, but we do want to know, like, are they our
well
embryos?
for
are
medical reasons
kids?
Down the line, you definitely want to know.
For sure.
Because if you're making like if you have genetic diseases in your family or some shit like that, either one of you guys, you definitely want to know if it's a biological
child. I just
want
to know, like, you know, kind of so like on a scale from 1 to 10, do I love them a 9?
Yeah.
Or do I love them a 6?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because
I'm not here to waste my time.
I'm not wasting time with some kid. Fuck that.
I know. Everybody's like, it doesn't matter, Derek. You'll love them the same. I'm like, bullshit. Bullshit. I have never connected to somebody else's kid ever in my life, you know?
So, yeah.
But It's most likely not that, or at least I'll go fucking get my money back. Like, we'll keep the kids, but
yeah, I want that, you know, fucking 26 yeah. grand.
You should still get the two kids to pay you back the 26K though. Yeah, like, don't tell them you got your money back.
Yeah, it'd be a great life lesson. Be like, yeah. Welcome to the world, bitch.
Yeah. Bitch. can you describe for the audience what that process is like with the needles and the shots? Because look, obviously Derek has a massive social media following, and I thought it was awesome when you started documenting it. But it looked like you were miserable throughout that whole process. Mm. What's that like going through that, and how many injections is that?
Well, first, I don't like needles, like, at
all. I don't
all.
Either, yeah.
So for me, it's probably a little bit different than everybody else, just because I freak out a lot more. But in the beginning, so he said we had our first appointment in February, and we started shots March, so a little less than a month later. So it was really, really quick. I mean, they wanted the money, you know, like, there it was quick. And it was 3 shots a day for 10 days,
Holy
I think.
Shit.
Wow.
So he would give me my shots every day. Some girls give themselves their shots. And mine were all in my butt, but you can give them in your stomach too. But I didn't want to see it, so we just chose my glute.
So just is there
a time
up that ass?
Like, is there a time they tell you, hey, you've got to have these shots by this hour, or you know?
We did them all at night. The only one that's actually like, it depends on the time, is your trigger shot, is what they call it. And that's the one that tells your body you need to release these eggs. So that drug's, once you inject it, you have 36 hours, like, on the dot for those eggs to be released.
Wow.
So we had to do that at 9 p.m. exactly, because my surgery was 36 hours later at 9 a.m. Mm.
Holy shit.
So that was when they retrieved the eggs from me. So I was put totally under, and that's when they got the 15 eggs from us. So that was fun. IVs and everything.
What,
for me.
What happens if those shots don't work? Do they recharge you again?
They monitor every week. So, like, we start doing the shots, and then they go in and check her ovaries to see if the eggs are growing.
And take my blood.
And if the eggs aren't growing, God.
They'll
up the dose and stuff like that, you know. But her, you know, she had a bunch of eggs growing good. Like, Stacy, she's been real good this whole time. It's like, we've been super lucky in this process.
Yeah, I didn't have any issues, really. Like, my body responded really well to all of the drugs, fortunately. We never had to change our dosage ever. I don't know how we got so lucky, but...
So are you saying that some women have a lot of issues with this? Like, once you start taking the drugs?
Or a lot of people just say, like, even the first round of IVF, don't count on it basically working for you.
I see.
And we did only one, so...
What I've learned is a lot of people don't pay for, like, the PGS genetic testing and things like that. So we had the 15 eggs, and, you know, some people count that as 15 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fucking put the sperm in there, and then they start... They'll put 5 embryos... They'll transfer 5 embryos at a time, and none of them will catch because they're just not, you know, there's something wrong with them or something.
Well, we also did another process too. So this whole thing is like crazy scientific or whatever. But so we also did something called ICSI, I-C-S-I. I don't know exactly what it stands for. But that's where they would take my eggs and his sperm, and they would like physically inject his sperm into my egg. So we paid for that too. So some people don't pay for that either, and they'll just take the eggs.
That's what...
And then they'll hope that the sperm, what is that, connects, attaches, goes into.
That's what I tell people. I'm like, look, if IVF is something you need to do, it's not the time to fucking pinch pennies.
Yeah, no shit.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, we're not fucking rich people. $26,000 means a fucking lot to us.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So it's not the time to fucking pinch pennies and stuff. And we're fortunate. We had the money, but you can do... you can finance it and stuff like that. It's like,
yeah.
It's a cheap car.
What type of toll does that take on a relationship when you're going through all of this? Because it is so scientific, and you're based on things. Like, for example, for me and my wife, again, with the app, it tells you what times you should have sex and all that other stuff. Like,
yeah.
Gets to a point where you're looking at your partner or whatever, and you're just like, dude, we just had fucking wings an hour ago. Like, now you want me to go reverse cowgirl. Like, that's a lot to fucking ask for. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Was it like that for you guys too?
I'm super hungry now, by the way.
Oh, God.
Thanks. Dude, I haven't
eaten
yet today.
We're hungry anyway. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think, we were relieved when we finally went, we were aggressive. Yeah. When we had that, we had our consultation with the fertility doctor, you know, and she's like, I think here's what's wrong. And she was like giving us the introductory options because like all that shit's expensive, you know? And I was just like, I stopped her and I was like, hey, look, we're just pretty aggressive here. Like, if we're candidates for IVF, if that's our best route, we would like to do that. And that's her fucking highest ticket item. So she was like, oh, yeah, sure. And then I think once we left that first appointment, we knew we were doing IVF. At least we knew what the fuck we were doing now.
Yeah.
You know, because for a year and a half, it was just like...
Yeah, like I said, I was bringing those freaking ovulation sticks to Europe with us, and so I would have to like wake up and pee on this stick. But when we're on vacation and supposed to be having fun and stuff, so that sucked. But IVF, it was, I guess that's a good word. It was a relief for us. We knew that there was like some sort of answer at this point, and that there was like medicine that we could take. And
right,
it wasn't nothing was guaranteed. We were still scared like motherfuckers for quite a while. But
yeah, but it's a plan,
at least we
right?
had. At
yeah,
least we,
exactly.
We're doing some shit. It's just like shooting in the dark sometimes when you're fucking trying, like you're trying to get pregnant. It's just, and you don't know what the fuck.
Well, Ross was going anal for what, 2 years?
Really? Yeah, didn't know.
It didn't work.
I thought I'd say you had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, wow.
You know, I had to switch it up after that. But do you guys have names?
No.
Really?
That's not true.
Derek will tell you yes.
That's not true, but.
What?
There's.
What did we tell you last night?
Just ridiculous shit.
Well, so
he said Dave and Buster. Is that not true? I'm kidding.
What did you say? Bi and Nary?
That was a joke. So naming names are weird.
It is.
Like,
yeah,
how do you pick a name?
Yeah.
Cause like, and we got two boys, and you know, you have a boy and you're like, fuck, like, okay, this dude's, you know, you have to pick a name that correlates with who they are.
Yeah.
In 20 years, so it makes sense. But you don't know if he's going to be like, you know, the star quarterback slaying bitches or a super fucking homo.
Yeah.
You know, like shit. Like, what's a in-between name? Because, like, you know, like, Jack isn't the best name for a gay dude. You know?
Yeah, if the kid ends up...
there's
some words you could use there. But if the kid ends up gay, you want him to have a nice gay name so he can go out and get plowed. Or
yeah, so,
or
yeah.
Whatever the case.
Yeah, plow. Yeah. So,
you don't want to cock block your 20-year-old kid, is what I'm saying.
We've gone through some names and stuff. But so, because we didn't have names, we just started calling one Bear and one Moose.
I don't know how we happened upon that, but
Bear and Moose Wida would be
yeah
sweet.
Bear and Moose, like,
so that's what Derek's saying. He's like, what if we actually name them that? I'm like,
Bear
are you down with that?
He has face tattoos. I mean, I don't really care. Like, at this point, I don't care.
So for all you out there who are wondering,
I love that answer. Look, he has face tattoos. Like,
for those of you who are wondering,
this is my life.
For those guys,
she's like, I got living, breathing children. I don't care what they're called. That's minor details. I'm like, cool. Yeah. That's Bear. That's Moose. Yep. Next one's Pine Tree.
Yeah,
because I like those two.
I'd like to. I would personally like to vote for Bear and Moose Wida. I think that's awesome. That would be fucking amazing.
Oh, dear.
No, you can't put middle names in kids like that, though.
No, it's
a mononym for sure.
Yeah.
Baron Moose.
Well, I think I don't like middle names anyways. There's never been a time in my life where the Kevin in my name has been what separates me from somebody else, you know?
I'm only going to call you Derek Kevin Wilder from now on.
It's my dad's name.
Kevin?
Middle names are fucking pointless.
Yeah.
I like my middle name.
What is your middle name?
Stacy Joe.
That's very old school country.
Yeah,
it is. So they alternate.
Stacy Joe.
If we had a daughter, by their family rule, her middle name would have to be Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes Ruth Joe.
No shit.
Yeah.
I like that name, though, but it's not a girl, so...
Yeah, it's not a girl.
Easy.
Not a girl. Are you guys nervous at all? Because I'm sure you've heard the stories about kids and newborns and how difficult it is.
Yeah.
Now you got two at the same time.
I kind of feel like they could just watch each other.
I'm not even.
You don't even have to.
I don't know enough to be nervous. So like the other day, like, you know, and I the other day my mom was over and we were sitting in the living room And I was just thinking, I was like, fuck, man. Okay. I wasn't even being funny. I wasn't being funny. It's not a joke. I was like, fuck, dude. How do you get the kids home from the hospital? Because they're like too small for a car seat. So do you just sit in the back and hold them? Because that seems like the safest option.
No.
And they looked at, they were like, they looked at me like, I already killed our kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, would they make it home safe? Yeah. But apparently, like, you can't fucking do that. I'm like, Well, sorry. And so, you know, so I don't know enough to be scared.
Even taking your child out of the hospital, they treat it like you're smuggling a nuke out, where it's just like, I mean, everybody's just like, okay. And then they make you physically show, like, hey, put the seatbelt on the child. We want to make sure it's tight enough, and then you can put the child in the car. And I was just
like, we have to practice.
Motherfucker, I just want to get out of here.
Like, hey, fuck you.
Oh, gosh.
Are you going to come home with me and raise this fucking kid? Like, we got it.
No, I'm good. Like, I got my own. And it's because it's tough. You know, every story you hear, like in advance of like no sleeping and all that other shit, I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing that at this point.
Yeah.
It all of it is true.
Right.
And you think you're never getting out of that, too, at the same time. Is mind altering. Your mom just moved here though, right?
She'll be here by the time they're born.
Yeah.
Her house is getting built right now. My sister's here. But like, dude, I think you know, like it can go like a lot of like if they bond and they're able to entertain each other and keep each other.
No,
if,
it's great.
If we can get them on the same schedule and shit like that, just like, you know, let them fuck off together. Just like put them in a box when we have company over.
Yeah.
You know, like those kids will be.
But the other thing is we don't know any different. So we haven't had like a single child before. So having two, that's all we're going to know.
What about you guys have brothers and sisters? Do they have children? Do they come over?
My brother has a niece. So she's six now. And I watched her when she was small, but not like newborn or anything. So, yeah, it's going to be new for both of us.
Wow. That's crazy. It's exciting, but it's crazy.
Yeah. You have held like two babies in your life.
Yeah,
maybe?
I don't hold people's babies. That's too much responsibility. Maybe. Why would I? No.
Yeah, when it's your own,
but,
it's different.
Dude, it's going to be funny because like Stacy's having two boys and she can't look at cuts and scrapes. And things like, you know, like.
Yeah, you're fucked, buddy.
Yeah, because there's a lot of that.
Or like pulling teeth and stuff. Like, how do you deal with that? Like, when their teeth come out? Oh, God,
what
I
do
can't
mean?
Do that. When their teeth start coming out, you know, like.
You just pull
baby
it out.
Teeth, yeah.
I can't do that.
I still have all my baby teeth.
He does. Yeah.
I never lost them, so. No. I'm one of those rare people. I'm kidding. Yeah. Could you imagine if I had all my baby teeth? Just still to this day.
Oh, goddamn.
At the fight? Just all my baby teeth. I will say this. Having children to me personally, because I'm one of those people who I hate other people's kids. And I know that sounds awful, but it's
no,
just
it
like
doesn't.
Everybody's like, oh, my God, I've got the greatest child. Someone's got the greatest child. I've never met one where I was just like, oh, yeah, that's a really great child.
Yeah.
Once. I've got one friend who's got a great child where I was like, ah, that's awesome. But when they are your own, it totally changes your life. And I was one of those people who was on the fence most of my life about, do I have a child or do I not have a child? Once I did, I loved it so much, like being a dad, that I was just like, oh, yeah. When my wife said she wanted to have another one, I was like, absolutely. Like, it's the best, I think. It's one of the best feelings in the world. So I'm excited for you for that reason, because there will not be anything you love more than this world and your own children. And it's super strange. But the day that it happens, and I mean literally like the second that it happens, and you hold that child, it's over from them. Like, you know, if you don't, then there's something seriously fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be terrified.
No,
dude,
I'm excited. Like, I don't, I'm selfish. You know, all I think about is me. Like, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for like all the jokes I'm going to be able to make, all the funny things we can do. I'm already using this time as an opportunity to like dish out as many like inappropriate abortion jokes as I can.
Sure.
You know, like somebody wrote me there today. They're like, hey, Derek, how are the babies doing? I was like, oh. Actually,
you didn't hear?
We had an abortion.
God.
And they're like, oh my God.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry I brought it up. I was like, just kidding.
Just kidding. Yeah.
It is a lot easier to get rid of a baby, in my experience, than it is to create one.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan.
Unborn or born, either way.
It's, sure.
Because babies, like, I love this question. How many babies do you think you could fight at one time? Like, you would die from exhaustion before babies would overtake you. Like 2-3-year-olds, let's say.
Probably. This is super dark, by the way.
There's an army of 6,000-7,000 babies coming at you.
Right.
3 years old. They can walk, some motor function. How many of those babies could you wipe out before they overtook
you. You'd be exhausted. Yeah, yeah, you'd be exhausted. Also, something I never want to think about in real. In the
then
real
you've
world.
Never fucking pulled an 8-hour guard shift.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, like we've like on staff duty or sitting up in a gun nest or something. You're looking at stuff, but you're also thinking about the most fucked up shit you can, like the funniest ways you could kill yourself, for example.
Yeah.
Like how would you
the guy
rob,
who stole the plane?
How
still...
would you rob an ATM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you rob an ATM? How would you rob a bank? How would you rob this bank?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it starts getting really specific.
Yep.
Oh man, it's bad news.
I'm sure. I'm sure it is. During the process where you guys couldn't have children, were you blaming each other at all?
No, it was her fault. So I wasn't blaming her, but it was just her fault.
Because you know? I've had a lot of friends who have tried, and you know, same thing. And they were blaming each other for it as they were going along. Of
super
like,
helpful.
It's your sperm that doesn't work. It's your fucking eggs that don't work.
Like, we would joke, I guess, but
some things you said weren't very funny.
I think
that's
I,
what happens though. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I was saying in the beginning, I think it's you because actually, so since we've gone through this, a whole bunch of our friends are like, oh, we did IVF too. We're going through IVF too, and all these people are coming out of the woodwork now, and we found out that a lot of them have like the male factor infertility, so it is the guy. So I was like, oh, maybe it is your fault, but no, it was me.
Yeah, a lot of times, because a lot of times it is the guy.
Yes.
And so you hear that and you're like, oh, it's your sperm count, it's your fucking thing or whatever. Yeah. It was you, Stacey.
Yeah.
You fucking loser.
Oh boy. Real piece of
shit. I
bet
Derek
over
was happy that night when he found out.
Yeah, he had a
he was like, yes.
He invited me over for a party. I was like, oh, are you guys pregnant? He goes, no, we just found out it's Stacey's fault. I'm like, yeah. God damn, dude.
That's
fucking brutal.
So what have you done preparation wise that's different at your house? Did you guys buy a new house?
Oh my god!
I haven't done anything yet.
Nothing. Well, nurseries. Anything?
Stacey's done a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I myself have done nothing.
But no nursery though. Still, like we haven't done a lot.
No nursery out of superstition or your
no. So no. I'm a fucking cripple, right? And so they're gonna live in the there's a closet. So we have there's two like closets in our bedroom, and one of them's right next to the bed.
Yeah,
they can just live there for the first 6 months or
so.
It's a big closet,
space,
you know.
Yeah,
put them in
a
baby Bjorn and just hang them on the wall. Yeah,
yeah, staple them up there.
Well, like you know, I get up and hop. I can literally just hop into that little closet and take care of the babies and stuff. And
so we do have to think of that sometimes too. Is he has one leg, so. What are we going to do? You know, like we do need a changing table and all that stuff. Cause some people say, oh, you'll never use it, but he needs
you
it.
Will. Yeah. You will use a changing table.
Cause
that's
he
real.
Can't lean down or put the baby on the ground or anything like that. Like, dear Jesus, can you imagine him like putting a baby on the ground?
Yeah, and
like
as a
with
dude
one leg.
Too,
hey, I broke this one.
There's another one.
We got two, you know, it's kind of like, people are like, why'd you guys have twins? I'm like, you ever heard of a baker's dozen?
But it's true, man. As a dude, you need a changing table because it's, you know, you feel safer and more. I don't know. I think, at least in my experience, women are more, I don't want to say more.
Maternal?
Yeah. They can just take care of a baby better than, like, I'm still too gentle with a baby, whereas women are like, great, we're doing this and flipping it around. And all stuff.
Yeah.
So like a changing table to me was a big deal where I was just like, all right, I need a place where he's not going to fall. And I'll be over him.
Do you have two boys?
I got two boys as well.
Oh.
And my wife wanted two boys.
Okay.
She did not want a girl.
I'm kind of glad we're not having a girl because can
you
imagine?
No.
Like, I don't want to imagine.
Because all my friends whose girl, like daughters are getting older.
Yeah.
Some of them are like 13 or 14. So,
oh,
like,
no.
Some of my best friends. And you can see it and like, We had like
they turned to bitches, dude.
And we had
just fucking bitches.
One of them, I'm not going to say
slutty bitches.
Yeah, but one
if
of
you
the
have
moms,
a 14 year old daughter, she's sucking dick.
Oh my god,
I'm sorry.
So one of the moms had too much to drink, and she was just like, "Yeah, look at her. She'll be getting boffed in like a year. She's probably sucking dick now. She'll be getting boffed in a year."
She
said about her own daughter, and I was just like, "Oh,
but it's true,
god,
man."
And that,
for those kids, like now, like things have progressed to the point where a dick or sucking a dick is a handshake. You know, like
that's how I
Christ.
Start most of my business meetings.
It is, yeah.
I am not surprised.
It is what it is.
So having dudes is, I think it's easier, and you know,
People thought I was like fucking mean or insensitive when I was saying that. They're like, "Well, what do you guys, you know, when we're going through the IVF process, they're like, what do you want? I was like, boys. I says, like, no part of me ever I just don't want a 15-year-old sexually active daughter. I just don't want that.
Me neither.
Like, it's fine. It is what it is. And then we put a girl in. I was like, all right, I got to wrap my head around it. I always want my kids to be able to talk to me, you know? So if our daughter's crying, I'm like, hey, what's wrong, babe?
But also, he was like asking me, how do you change a baby girl, you know? Like, their diaper.
Louis C.K. does a good bit on this about how shit always goes up into their vagina.
Yes, it's true.
So, dude, I didn't know. I didn't ask. I just heard things, and I was like, wait. You know, so we were watching something. Somebody said you always wipe a girl top to bottom. I was like, what? And I was like, why do you do that? And they're like, so shit doesn't go in her pussy. I was like, whoa. All right.
Hang on. Hi-oh. That's a lot. Yeah. But you think about things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't tiptoe around it at that point. Like, people, it's weird to me how people don't want to talk about it. Like, it's a thing. Fucking talk about it, dude. Stop being a pussy.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, the other thing I'm going to ask you is, because they come in and ask if you want your boys circumcised.
Yes.
Yeah. You're you're saying yes. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
Because they do that the day after they're born. Yeah. So definitely do that.
Yeah.
Don't bring them back later, because that's an option too, where it's just like, oh, hey, no, get it over and done with, and they'll
for
never
your eighth birthday
it anyway.
Exactly. We're giving you a pretty dick.
I know someone who they like took him out of school in third grade and he got circumcised, like, for real.
What?
I keep having to go back.
Yeah
You what?
Dan's got he's got this degenerative disease where it just keeps growing back. So
yes,
he's an X-Man. His superpower
is that really
growing
thing?
Foreskin. His name is Foreskin.
Yeah, he keeps getting recirced. They call Dan Recirque de Soleil because it just keeps growing back over.
That is absolutely true.
But I know, I'm like, I wonder how many times a day I'm gonna say, like, stop playing with your wiener. Like,
hey, what if
so we got two boys. House.
What if we circumcised one and let them figure that shit out?
Oh God!
So that's another thing.
Docking.
And tell the other one.
That's
like,
another
hey,
5 years old.
Oh my God!
Docking in the bathroom.
That's another thing.
You know how curious dudes are.
Like, if I were to ever have kids, I would want to troll them so badly. Mm-hmm. I would. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to help because I'm a piece of shit troll now. I troll everybody all the time.
When like my buddy told me, like, when the kid's on the baby table or the changing table, if it has a boner, it's going to pee on you. I was like, if it has a boner, I'm going to get my phone out and make a video. I'd be like, what are you trying to fuck me? You like, what are you stupid little kid?
Is that not child porn?
Like,
at that point?
8 month old fuck baby. Yeah, I was like, what do you think? I'm pretty.
We're
you
going to jail.
Fuck me?
Yeah,
we are going to jail.
Oh boy!
Please, nobody report that.
You want to fuck me?
Yeah, you're in. For it. You're
congratulations,
for it.
You're my gay one.
Make a video where you're calling the cops and getting me too'd by your own kid. Like, hey, this kid will stop going on to me, dude. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, me too. Me too. This kid just keeps showing me its dick.
Every day I see this kid's dick.
Sir, against what my are the will. Child's oh my names? God. Bear and Moose. Bear and Moose are at it again. I need backup. I need air support. Bear and Moose. Wida, they're all over me.
They sound like gay names now. I don't know.
No, I think they're cool ass. You know, like, if you had a, you know, when you were in high school, these twin brothers, Bear and Moose.
Yeah, it'd be great.
You can see it. You know, it's Bear and Moose.
It'd be fucking rad. Just, you know, dad's got face tattoos. They
cool
need
dudes.
To be a Bear and
they're
Moose.
They're cool dudes.
I am thankful that he's the dad, though, because he said he's going to teach them how to masturbate properly. Like, I mean, like, not into my
yeah.
Hand
my mom
towels.
Didn't teach me about, like, masturbation, so I was just kind of like, free
you figure it out by yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of moms that do, though, to be fair.
No,
yeah,
neither did my
weird.
Dad. So nobody, have I ever told you the story of my first ejaculation?
No.
Yeah. Like, I was playing basketball. I was like, what, maybe seventh grade-ish? Sixth or seventh grade?
Oh.
Probably sixth grade.
Sixth
or seventh grade after school, I was taking a nap before basketball practice. And then during my nap, I had a dream about my friend's mom. And I woke up. I was never taught anything. And I woke up and my dick was just leaking. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So I'm standing in front of the mirror, like, watching my dick oozing. And I was freaked out because I had to go to basketball practice. So I took a bunch of toilet paper and stuffed it down my underwear. And I went to basketball practice because I was worried that you know, there was something wrong with my dick and it wouldn't stop leaking. So I'm running around.
No way.
I'm running around playing basketball with like a fucking half a roll of toilet paper in my underwear.
Nice.
I don't know what school you went to because we had health class in like fourth grade too. Mm-mm. We did.
Yeah, but I'm with Derek. They didn't teach us that.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
I don't remember.
I heard
who
about
teaches
other kids
you?
At school.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how
other
I
kids.
Learned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Porn.
Yeah.
That's how
See,
your kids are going to learn.
In seventh grade?
Dude, my well, friend.
It, look, in
we
today,
had like
dial up.
When I was in
so
elementary,
yeah.
fifth,
yeah.
fifth
yeah.
sixth
yeah,
grade, true. My buddy had, you know, like back then we called it a pirate box.
Yeah.
We got WWE
yeah.
and the Spice Channel.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. like, we'd have sleepovers. We'd, like, we'd play Nerf guns and then we'd play video games. And then 11 of us would just sit around with boners watching porn.
Yeah. yeah, watching porn with your friends, by yeah. the way.
Is that normal?
It's, yeah, look,
it's something that happens, but I don't yeah. recommend it.
Yeah.
like, unless you want to, like, look, experiment with your friends. That's fine.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sitting in a, being in a room with 11 additional hard dicks to me yeah. is very uncomfortable.
I remember my parents were out of town, and we had a party at my house, and somebody brought over porn and put it on or whatever, and I guess there was like 12 dudes over there. One of them told their mom, and they were like, yeah, while you guys were out of town, Ross had a party at his house, and they were all watching porn on the thing. And it was just like, why would you even bother to tell my parents?
Yeah,
that?
Why would you?
Fucking loser. Yeah, it's just 12 dudes watching porn. It's not like we were all gangbanging each other, you know?
See, the my buddy who had the, his he was being raised by a single mom, and she was cool. But the rest of us, like, we were fucking nerds. We didn't know. We didn't know.
Yeah, so yeah. he, like, he said he ruined all of his mom's hand towels and mm-hmm. everything. So
what do you mean by ruined? What's wrong with your semen that's ruining hand towels?
Like, they didn't, well, like, yeah, I mean, I would just, like, fucking, dude, I had, like, all our fucking house's washcloths under my bed. And I would throw them away, you know, because nobody told me, like, hey, dumbass, jerk off into the tissue, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
No, like, nobody set me up, you know? So, like, I didn't, I'm not going to teach them how to masturbate. Well, I'll teach them how to masturbate, yeah.
That's not what I meant.
Teach them
meant
how to
like,
masturbate cost efficiently.
Yeah, cost efficiently.
yeah, yeah.
Please save us some you
know?
Money.
Yeah. Save us some money and some laundry, yeah. you know? Detergent yes. and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I
Maybe
get
sometimes
it.
It'd be funny. I'll give them, like, mom's favorite shirt from high school or something. Like, oh, dude, this would be funny.
Here Her Def Leppard shirt?
yeah.
And right. you pour some sugar on me.
That is disgusting.
let me ask you this, Stacey, since you're here.
Ask me.
You've got another face tattoo. How do you feel about Derek getting the face tattoos? Because he's a good-looking dude.
He is.
So what's the, like? Was. Does that bother you?
Was
you like for real? Like
it's
no homo,
not my
but you
face.
Are. You're a good looking dude. What's
It's not my face, so I
yeah,
don't
yeah,
really
but,
care.
But you're cool with it.
I don't care. I don't want him to get really any more. But like now
are you
he's
done?
Good.
Are you done with
he's
with,
good.
With getting face tattoos?
Never say never.
What's the new one above your eye?
Do you know it's misspelled?
Stop.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, it's partially my fault. It's
Stacey, are you're almost yeah. laughing but not laughing?
So it's
I didn't go with him for this one, so
yeah.
I wasn't there to like check
okay.
to see.
Yeah.
We were having a good time. My friend was tattooing me, and I had another friend who was there. He's getting a tattoo. We were having a good time. This should translate to IDGAF. You know, it's just the good old I don't give a fuck. And when I. The tattoo artist wrote it out. I saw it said like something DGAF. I was like, oh no, this is the eye.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was fixed and I didn't check it again. And so we just put it on my face. And so it's IDGAF. And I got up and I looked in the mirror and I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why are there six letters on my face?
Shut
he sent me the picture,
up.
And that was the mm-hmm. first thing I asked him. Why are there six letters? And he didn't say anything.
So it says ILDGAF, which kind of like it couldn't have been better. It kind of proves my point because
yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the misspelled tattoo on my face. That was supposed to say I don't give a fuck.
What was your level of anger at the tattoo artist?
He doesn't
None.
Care.
Really?
No.
It, like,
I mean,
know,
when you
yeah.
when you're at the point where you get a face tattoo, do you really care? Really? At that point? Like, I mean,
well, the thing that I find interesting about it was the first time you did it, everybody was like, "Holy shit, he got a face tattoo!"
I know.
Now it seems like everybody's getting fucking face tattoo.
Yeah,
like,
that's the
dude,
thing.
Post
now.
Malone, every yeah. goddamn week he shows up, he's got a new fucking face tattoo. All of these new like everybody's got face tattoos.
Yeah. Post Malone, by the way, big fan of the Olive Garden.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Post Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on Fallon the other night, and he said, Olive Garden was his favorite joint. But he's got a lot of face tattoos.
He does.
And he keeps getting more as well. So it's becoming
super famous
a thing now.
Though.
Yeah, he's rich.
But yeah, he has
somebody
a lot of money.
Said that to him one time in an interview. They were like, "Hey, man, you should probably slow down on that." And he was just they go, you know. What if you have to get a job with Danny? He's like, I'm fucking
oh my
rich
God.
I'm good, Holmes.
Yeah.
And that, well, like,
Derek
so I'm not that rich,
job.
But I'll just never have a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you know, kind of a job.
Like, I'll be homeless before I have a fucking yeah. job.
But tattoos are way more accepted now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
for
is
sure.
cool.
For
yeah.
sure.
Maybe not face tattoos.
And then lastly, we went out last night. We did a live show in Vegas. Did you really do a fucking CrossFit competition this morning?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Both he and his sister
no,
were
I was already
like
signed
drunk.
Up for the competition, so it's like, why did I go last night?
Yeah. You know,
why did I have like 9 or 10 beers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. How'd you do it?
It's called carb loading.
So
okay.
my sister texts me, we tied for fucking 9th.
Really?
Yeah.
Good job.
Out of 50 teams.
Mm.
Yeah, which is, dude, like, point. I am, like, and so she was drinking too.
Yeah.
We both slept about 3.5 hours. I'm fat and crippled right now. And we tied for 9th place out of 50 teams, which is...
That's great.
Yeah. But my body feels like shit.
That's okay. You drink more.
Yeah, I'm going to drink it
yeah,
off
there,
tonight,
there
though.
Is.
You know? Yeah,
sure.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I like competing with my sister.
She's good.
She's rad, by the way. That was the first time I met her last night. Yeah. She's awesome, man. Your mom is great. Like, I'm super stoked for your guys' life coming up.
Yeah.
I greatly appreciate you guys sharing your story on the show. I think this will help a lot of people. This is one of those subjects nobody really wants to talk about.
Yeah.
It makes you seem like less of a,
and
of
we're,
a man
just,
in this
just
world.
Just to put it out there, we're both really active on our inboxes on Instagram
with
people who ask us about fertility and stuff like that. So if you fucking ever have a question or something... And you can always write us. And
yeah. I started doing like a Fertility Friday post and like going through my journey or our journey, I guess. And so people ask me a lot of questions and I usually answer. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been cool because it like you said at the start is like people don't talk about it. So to see us talk about it, people like feel a little bit less like shit about themselves for going through infertility and stuff like that. So it's been
like
cool
as a
know?
Guy and like a guy's guy, especially somebody like Derek,
where
you know there's a lot of guys at home who just won't talk about it because they feel like they're less of a man if they do. And it's like, it's not the case. It's like Dan was saying, it's fucking science.
Yeah, it's science.
It happens.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can really do about it.
I started talking about it. I was like, I'm gonna change the narrative here. I started talking about it because like I talk about everything. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. You know, it is what it is.
Girls feel the same way because we were meant to house and hold babies, and now all of a sudden you're told you can't. So it's shameful if you can't have these babies now. But it's never really been shameful
it's
for
just good
us.
Good for
so.
You that it's 2018.
Yeah.
And I'm not Henry VIII.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
That's good for a lot of people. That's good for a lot of people.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. The funny thing about that is it's the male DNA decides the gender of the child.
Yep.
So Henry VIII is slaying these women all over the place.
Right.
It's his goddamn fault.
It is.
Motherfucker.
You are so right,
and he was
Dan.
A super nice guy.
Yeah.
Was he?
No.
No.
No. Catholic, Luther, fucking Church of England.
Did you say Kaepernick?
What are you going to do? The COE, buddy. Taking it back old school.
I thought you said Kaepernick.
No.
No.
That's another story. Right.
We can't say that word here.
Yeah.
That's racist.
Derek's the only one who actually took a knee.
God.
This is the point in the show where we get to the drinking bro of the week. We're gonna give it to Stacy actually this week. Who
I can't drink.
No. But somebody who inspired you or you're grateful for, who has helped you along the way in life.
Oh,
is there anybody you would like to give a shout out to that maybe you haven't said thank you to that person enough in your life?
You put me on the spot.
Is it It's not Colin Kaepernick, is it?
Is it?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say Kaepernick.
Is it Octomom?
Oh, I wonder what happened
Casey
to
Anthony.
Her. Casey Anthony. She just said
Happy
she's
Mother's Day.
She just said she's open to having more babies.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She's
like a
shark.
Yeah.
She's got to kill something.
Dear God. No, I'm just going to say my mom. She'll drink for me.
That's great,
Good.
Actually. Yeah. Because a lot of people either say, you know, mom or dad, and that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be cheesy and say my mom.
What's your mom's name?
Karen. Yep.
What's your last name? Say your last name.
Revard. Like
Revard?
Like retard. She's
maybe you should have kept that.
She's married to a French Canadian.
Yeah. Yes, she is. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for
Thank
sharing
you.
Your story. And fuck, let's go get Let's go get drunk and go to the fight.
Let's go watch a fight.
Yeah. For Derek Wida, Stacy Wida, Dan Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. Good night, everyone.